What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Fantasy Draft Happy Hour here on RotoGrinders. The Happy Hour, duh. I'm Britt Devine, joined today by Jack Hendrickson, winning 247. Jack, we've got a fun five-game slate, a lot of injuries popping up here, going to bring up a lot of value. We've got a ton going on Fantasy Draft today. We've got a ton going on in the RotoGrinders forums. Just a lot going on today on a Thursday and a five-game slate.
Yeah, seems like a pretty busy slate we got, and it sounds like we got a lot to talk about, so we should just jump right in.
Yeah, let's get some of the business out of the way here first. So first, guys, first off, I barely advanced. We were doing the three-day Survivor from the last show I did. I got the last spot last night, so I made it into Friday's Survivor. Don't forget, if you've been playing along with us all week on that, set your lineup Friday. It's going to be like a GPP style, so don't use like a 50-50 format. And you'll win, I think it's a hat or a shirt from Fantasy Draft. I've got a new link today. This is another $5 game. It's the Fantasy Draft RotoGrinders Chat League. It's just $5. Pays out like a GPP today. But if you win, it's only 32 people. You get one of these fancy Fantasy Draft hats. It's just like those RotoGrinders hats. It's the Nike Flex Fit. A pretty good hat. So do the guys over at Fantasy Draft a solid. Jump in this game. Check out the lobby. They've got plenty of contests. We're going to kind of play along on the site here today during the show. I'm going to show you how Fantasy Draft works if you're not used to it here. We've also got, for some of you, I know some of you might not be on Fantasy Draft, some of you guys who have DraftKings incentives. Looks like we have a very, very nice promo for you guys tonight. So if you are a DraftKings incentive member, or if you don't have incentives and you want to check out a free 7-day trial, I'm going to post a link into this in the chat tonight. We're offering a free roll tonight over there for $500 DraftKings dollars. And then on top of that, each of the top three finishers, we do a lot of, we advertise coaching on here with guys like me, Siege, Dean, Cards, Notorious. Whoever are the top three finishers in that, you're going to get a free one-on-one coaching session with either Cards, Dean, Siege, or Notorious. So if you are a DraftKings incentive member, or if you want to check that out using a free 7-day trial, again, if you don't have it, just sign up for the free 7-day trial and you can get into this tonight to win the $500 DraftKings dollars. You can get that as well as a free, basically, hour coaching session. I do a lot of coaching on the side here. I'm like so backlogged on coaching. It's crazy what you get on here. But we do that. It's a fun little add-on here at RotoGrinders. So what do you think about that, Jack? $500 DraftKings dollars, not bad. Like, I would pay for myself, maybe not Siege. I always give Siege a hard time. But an hour spent with Notorious, an hour spent with Cards, an hour spent with Dean, that sounds like an hour worthwhile there.
Yeah, I mean, talk about some guys that know their stuff. That's like, you know, if there was a DFS Hall of Fame, that'd be some top names right there.
And, like, if Dean, too, you could, like, I would pick Dean and just do, like, an hour Dean. I need help on my trivia nights. When I go out Wednesday nights, I'm really bad at some of this trivia. So I'm like, Dean, give me – just spit all of your general trivia knowledge at me. Like, I wouldn't even want DFS coaching from Dean. I want trivia knowledge from Dean.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think Siege brings some good stuff, too. So, you know, I wouldn't mind
– I always give Siege. Siege knows his stuff, though. He's definitely one of the sharper tournament minds out there.
Yeah. You know, I got to have a little backup for Siege because we're tournament GPP players, so we got to stick up for one another.
Yeah, just kind of step all over us cash game players. So, again, guys, real quick in chat, I threw the Fantasy Draft Chat League. It's $5. You can play along with the site. If you guys leave room for me, maybe I'll even make my team at the end of this. And, again, if you're playing that Survivor from earlier in the week, don't forget to set your team tomorrow. You kind of got the day off from the Survivor today. So that's just some of the fun stuff going on over at RotoGrinders. Over on Fantasy Draft 2, I took a look at the lobby. And, Jack, you kind of dabble in some of these large field tournaments over here. So what do you think about this? They're trying to get some of the higher stakes players over on Fantasy Draft. So they've kind of got this contest. They're running it for football this weekend, but they're running qualifiers into it right now. You can get it for tonight, for NBA next week, or you can get it for NFL next week. They're calling it the single entry gauntlet. It's $1,050 buy-in. So what they're doing, what's the normal rake on these like $1,000 plus contests? It's like $1,060. Sometimes it's a little more over on FanDuel or DraftKings. So they're giving you a little bit of a discount to kind of tempt you to come play over there. It's single entry. It's just 15 players, $15,000 prize pool. What do you kind of think of what they're offering there? They have rake-free head-to-heads, too, to kind of give you a little discount there. There's a lot of fun stuff going on at Fantasy Draft.
Yeah, I know. I like what they're doing, you know, kind of draw some attention. We need to get some of these other sites, you know, getting a little bigger. That way we have some more options out there.
Yeah, more options. Like, I've been around since the beginning here, and I played on, I don't even know, 20-plus different daily fantasy sites, which kind of, like today, you think is a little crazy, but I really want to see Fantasy Draft succeed. I really hope they kind of give a little bit of competition to FanDuel, DraftKings. And if that merger ever goes through, I know there's a lot of rumors on that. You know, we don't want to have a monopoly in DFS. You want to have another place to play. And I think Fantasy Draft is kind of doing a lot to kind of get some of my play for sure. I've been playing over there a lot recently. So check it out. If you're high stakes, even if you don't have 1,050, that's a lot for most people. You can win qualifiers into that for just $30. I see what they've got tonight. The one for the NBA one, looks like they have two of those going, 15 and 17 out of 51. They have satellites into the 30 that's going to be run tomorrow. I believe they'll have satellites for tomorrow going into the NFL one. So plenty of ways to get involved for high stakes on Fantasy Draft. I wanted to give them a shout on that. They put a lot of time and effort into kind of designing that series. Enough about all that fun stuff, Jack. Let's jump into some analysis tonight. And let's start off with the Suns at Cavaliers. We've got a lot of injuries in some of these other late games tonight. The main one in this game, we've got Kevin Love. He's day-to-day. He, you know, I'm going to put in quotations, Mark, hurt his back when the Cavaliers got their butt whooped in Golden State. They had that huge, huge road trip. They're finally back at home tonight. I think they're going to want to probably just show the fans and probably just try to regroup and try to get back on a winning streak tonight. I think we're going to see full-out effort from guys like Kyrie and LeBron tonight.
Yeah, you have to think they come out and send a little bit of a message, because that was quite the butt-whooping that they received in Golden State. I don't think it really matters, but that was bad to see.
The whole road trip, they were just kind of getting whooped. Like, they're just like, we don't really care about this.
Yeah, they even got whooped by Portland. So that's even worse, you know, saying that even now, because Portland just looks horrible. So they got whooped by Portland. They were done in the fourth quarter against Portland. So, yeah, not a pretty road trip for them.
What's your favorite play in this game? I think mine might be Eric Bledsoe, who just kind of stays underpriced no matter what on Fantasy Draft and on DraftKings right now. Just put a whooping on Cleveland. This was in Phoenix, 52 fantasy points, two monster games in a row. And you look who those games were against, San Antonio and then Utah. And now he's facing Kyrie Irving, one of the worst point guard defenders in the league here. You got to like this price on Bledsoe tonight, 14-3. And we're going to have plenty of value by the time it's all done to get a couple of these mid-tier, high-priced guys into our lineups pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be doing it all. I mean, and he looks good, too, doing it. I mean, he was hitting his threes the other night. I forget who they were playing the other night. Utah? Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good defensive team right there. And he
31, 9-9, hitting his threes, almost a triple-double, a massive game against Utah.
Yeah. No, I was watching that game, too. I thought he was going to get the triple-double. He had the chance for the triple-double with, like, 4 minutes left, I think, and he just didn't get it. And it was just – and they lost. That's the sad thing. So it was he's looking really good. And at 14-3, you know, sign me up on basically every site, especially Fantasy Draft. It's a little underpriced. I'd rather take the $1,600 difference and take him over Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie. I mean, I like Kyrie a little bit. If Kevin Love doesn't play, like, what do you think is going to happen with Kevin Love? Like, does he really hurt, or was it just like, you know what, we're going to whoop so bad, I'm just going to take the rest of the night off?
Yeah, I think that's how it was going, and I didn't really see anything that seemed that bad. So I'd be pretty surprised if he sits. But hey, it's a new NBA from what I'm used to with all these resting and stuff like that. So I can't tell you the truth, but my opinion, I would have to say Kevin Love plays.
What's your take on resting? I think you could look at it a couple different ways. One, like, is these guys get paid so much money they should play? But then if you look at it from the team's perspective, they're like, we pay them so much money, we want them healthy for the playoffs when it actually matters, not the regular season. What's kind of your take on that?
I mean, my take is they're injuries. You can't ever predict an injury. It's like, oh, he was going to get injured this game, so we're going to rest. You know, you just don't know. Anytime they're on the court, they can get injured. It's just part of basketball, part of football, part of baseball. I mean, injuries are there. So I don't believe in the resting. I mean, it's just – They were doing some stats last night with the Russell Westbrook. And what was the other guy that averaged a triple-double?
Harden?
Yeah. He averaged like 44
minutes. The other guy?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just I don't believe in it. I don't like it. It's not what I'm used to. So
I don't mind. There's a bunch of – I can't argue for it. I can't argue against it. I guess I'm right in the middle on it. So no real hard stance. I get it from the really good teams. You know, do you really want to push your superstars you pay so much money to the entire season and maybe they fall flat in the playoffs? Probably not. So I get it. If you're a bad team, just play your guys and, you know, see what happens, especially at home too. You always want to play your good players at home. So we like Bledsoe. The price of LeBron, it's just like it's a little too high, even though it's a pretty good matchup for him tonight. But you got to think LeBron's going to be a little angry. He's back home. They got beat up for a little bit. Like, this looks like a pretty good game for LeBron. I just don't know. I'm looking at some of the salaries. If I go to all the salaries, like, I love Kawhi. This is definitely a Kawhi Leonard game for me tonight. So I like Kawhi. I think I'd take for the price savings, Kawhi over LeBron. I might even take Kawhi straight up over LeBron tonight. Towns, he looks like a pretty good spot. There's no real superstars playing tonight. So is LeBron kind of the guy that people are just going to gravitate to? We're going to have plenty of salary with value opening up. Is he like a good pick in your
mind? Yeah, I mean, anytime you can get LeBron, I think he's a great play. And especially if they keep it close, you know, then LeBron's going to do his thing. And he's not happy after that loss. He's that type of person at home. They're going to come out, like you were just saying. But tonight is one of those nights, you know, maybe you do look and go with the Kawhi. So it's just it's tough to go with, but you can't go wrong with LeBron, especially if Love sits. Then he's kind of a lock and load, in my opinion. So. Mm-hmm.
This game has a huge total, especially for the Cavaliers. Like, this is a huge up-tempo game for them. I think if you can fit LeBron in, I think it's okay. I think I'm with you. I'll take Bledsoe over Kyrie Irving. I think Love's going to play too. We're getting a little bit of a discount on Love too. After some bad games, I think he's like, if he suits up, what's kind of your take on him tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I like him too, but there's a couple other par fours that I'm looking at. So he'd be interesting because it's just so weird if, you know, with his back, and that stuff always does scare me a little bit. But I'd have some look at him. You know, I'm wishy-washy on him. I don't really have a true opinion on it, I guess.
What about Devin Booker? He's kind of the other guy. You know, scoring, this is Devin Booker, 39 real-life points in back-to-back games, and then he's got 44 and 46 fantasy points. Like, he can – like, literally 25 points in his last game, 25 fantasy points. This is what he does. Is this a spot – like, it's just so much easier to spend $2,000 on Eric Bledsoe. I really don't see Booker making too many of my teams.
Yeah, as the famous Dan Bach once said, you know, it's a blue light special if you the blue light special, you know, you never know. So I can see him doing that, but I just love Devin Booker as a player. So I like him here in this spot a lot, and I'll have some exposure to him for sure.
What's the, like, pick one other guy. We hit on all the main players. If there's one other fringe guy in this game you want to take a shot on, who is it?
You know, I'd have to say TJ Warren. He's kind of looked a little better. He's getting some minutes. Last game, you know, he just, the peripherals, he's kind of all over, and he's a tournament guy that I kind of would look at. And I really like small forwards against Cleveland because LeBron tries to help so much defensively and do all this and all that. Sometimes he just loses his guy because he's trying to do so much on the court. So I don't mind small forwards at all against Cleveland.
Yeah, LeBron, he definitely hasn't been the defensive stalwart against small forwards that he has been all season. Again, guys, I just posted the chat league. I see we're up to 8 out of 32. So if my math's good, that's about 25% full. It's $5, $140 prize pool. It's just a single day GPP tonight. But if you win, you get one of these fantasy draft hats on top of it. So do them a solid over at Fantasy Draft and join the chat league. You'll get in. I'll make sure I put an entry into this thing tonight so you can play against me. It's a GPP. I'll probably be dead money anyway. So anything else in this game? You ready to move on to the blistering pace, the super high-scoring Mavericks and Heat game?
Yes, I am ready. I am, I'm ready.
So what are we doing here? Again, we have plenty of – there's no – outside of LeBron, who, like, I think it's kind of debatable, especially if Love plays. Is LeBron worth it tonight? He's got a little bit of a price bump. We're looking at a guy like Hassan Whiteside against Dallas. Dallas can't really rebound. Whiteside's been a little up and down, but I think he's in store for a pretty good game tonight, a pretty reasonable salary. Dragic, the Mavericks, I believe they kind of limit point guards quite a bit there, so I'm not too interested in him. Harrison Barnes, his price is finally creeping down a little bit. We've seen Dirk come back. It's kind of knocked him down a little bit, but he can still have a little bit of upside. James Johnson, it just doesn't matter. His all-around game's playing really well in fantasy. Seems like he's hitting 30-plus minutes every single game right now. What's your favorite? Give me your best point-per-dollar play out of this entire game.
Yeah, I was trying to look up the – they seem like they're middle of the road against centers. I can't really find them where they're at on the ranking. But, you know, you got to like kind of Whiteside in a matchup like this. It's just, you know, how are you going to kind of build your lineup? Because if you're going for a LeBron, you know, then you're it's really going to hamper you. And, you know, Dallas has been really good against point guards. So Dragic is hard to take. I want to say they've been one of the best in the league against point guards. Deion Waiters has looked a little better, but you know, Wesley Matthews is a good defender. This game just is pretty ugly in general, but I don't mind, you know, a punt on Deion Waiters.
Yeah, I mean, you look, Suns Cavaliers, massive over under. Wizards Knicks, we're gonna have some value in that game. Nuggets Spurs, massive value on the Nuggets tonight, but against the Spurs, very questionable. Timberwolves Clippers, value galore, although they preemptively priced up some of the value plays on the Clippers tonight. So, like, this is the one game where it's like nothing really makes a ton of sense. I think my favorite play, like, really, honestly, how can you go wrong? James Johnson's too cheap. Like, he's a 12-5 player on fantasy draft. He should be, what, 65 to 7,000 on DraftKings right now. Super consistent. Look at the game log. It doesn't matter that Willie Reed's back. He's playing great. And his do-it-all game – for cash games, that's what I usually do, is perfect. If he doesn't score, he'll rebound and get assists and blocks and steals. If the shot's not falling, or if the shot is falling, then you get the massive upside to everything else. I think James Johnson's a great play in all formats tonight.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely a little underpriced on fantasy draft. I think he's a great cash game play. I couldn't agree more.
Dirk, I mean, he's been pretty solid. He's going to play his 28 to 31 minutes tonight. I think that's going to be a pretty good matchup if – they might put James Johnson on him a little bit here. He's a pretty decent defender, but I don't know if Dirk ever really brings the upside right now. Tyler Johnson's the other couple people in chat are talking about him. What do you kind of think of his recent performances? The minutes, 29, 34, 29, they're pretty solid. The fantasy production's pretty good. It's just against the Mavericks, a slow-paced game. I worry a little bit about Tyler Johnson here, although the matchup, the price, pretty good.
Yeah, I like him a lot, especially at 9-8 on fantasy draft. I think this is surprisingly a good spot for him, and I think he's a good tournament play. And you know, if you want to stretch there in cash, I don't play much cash, but I really like him in general tonight. I feel like he's going to go a little overlooked, and I feel like he's in a good spot.
If you're playing one of your tournaments tonight, would you rather Wesley Matthews? Or would you rather Seth Curry, both getting pretty solid minutes right now and kind of this new rotation they have going on?
I'd probably have to go – man, that's a good question. I'd probably have to go – ooh, it's he's 7-7. That's pretty cheap.
Seth's pretty reasonable.
Oh, man, that's a wash-up. But I would probably go Matthews. I feel like he has a little more upside. He can get you some rebounds. His shot just hasn't been falling. It seems like he's been doing a little more in the peripherals. In the past couple games, he's got, you know, 4 rebounds, 7 rebounds, couple assists, you know, in his last 5 games. So I'd probably have to go Wesley Matthews for $1,400 more.
All right. Let's anything else in this game? Any other fringe players like Willie Reed? I don't really think you can play. Wayne Ellington, Magruder, these guys don't really get much run anymore. I think I'm kind of off the bandwagon out of everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, the only guy maybe you could look at is Wayne Ellington. I mean, last game he played, you know, 28 minutes of the game after, you know. So maybe he's such a scorer, though. It's so dependent on scoring. So I would reserve him for tournaments only. So
even that, it's a little bit of a long shot. But minimum price, he can get you 25 fantasy points. That's not the worst thing in the world here. So let's go Wizards and Knicks here because this game's looking pretty interesting. I'm not going to lie here. So – we had the Kyle O'Quinn kind of blow up where everybody used him, and Hornacek was like, you know what, daily fantasy players, I'm going to give Hernan Gomez a lot of run here. So how are you approaching this? We've got Porzingis not going to play. We've got Noah. I don't know if Noah's been – has Noah officially been ruled out yet? I don't think so, but I really don't see him playing tonight after he didn't play on the back-to-back or not on the back-to-back, on the front end of it. Let's try to make some sense of the center. And my question to you is, can we make any sense out of center? Because I really don't think there's any rhyme or reason to Kyle O'Quinn having a big game or Hernan Gomez having a big game. Or maybe they go small against the Wizards a little bit. It's kind of up in the air. How are you approaching this for your tournaments?
Man, I mean, just sorry to everyone yesterday I played O'Quinn because that was pretty rough, but I'm just mad at myself.
Like everybody had him yesterday.
Everybody did. Yeah, I had it too. So I was just mad that I didn't kind of hedge him with some Hernan Gomez, even though he was a DNP the other night. So
they do – like there's no rhyme or reason to this front court rotation. It could be – if when Noah's in, it could be O'Quinn gets a lot of minutes. And whoever you think is the guy who's going to play good, like people are going to go to Hernan Gomez tonight, and now it's going to be Kyle O'Quinn. So it's complete – like I don't know if I could pull the trigger on these guys in cash games. Hernan Gomez at 6,300 looks pretty good, but he could – like the roles could easily be the same tonight. He could play 12 minutes and Kyle O'Quinn gets more. You just don't know. It's kind of just – it's all GPP usage for these front court guys right now.
Yeah, the thing that kind of even scares you with Hernan Gomez is he only played 20 minutes. Granted, he had a really good game, but he only played 20 minutes. So you just don't know. And, you know, 10 minutes for O'Quinn. So it's one of those things. They're kind of more tournament reserved now, you know, with this – so I really couldn't tell you. You know, I'd personally probably stick with O'Quinn. You know, granted he got priced up a little bit, but
give me Kuzminskas. Like I know Kuzminskas is going to play.
I like him. He's a good ball player, man. I was talking about him on the other day. I think it was yesterday. I was talking with Jimeno with him, and I like him a lot as a player.
Like his minutes, I know they're going to be there tonight. So he's been pretty good. He can drain the three. He's doing a little bit of everything right now. If I'm I will, in cash games tonight, especially on fantasy draft, if I was thinking of using Quinn, not a chance in the world, by the way, I would easily just drop down to Kuzminskas because, like, I know he's going to get his 25-plus minutes tonight pretty easily.
Yeah, and I like him a lot. When he gets minutes, he's been, you know, he's a good player. So I think he's probably one of my favorite plays. You know, if he's priced down, you know, if he's kind of jacked up around – and, you know, is Porzingis for sure ruled out?
He's getting, like, an MRI. I would put it at, like, 1% Porzingis plays tonight.
Okay. So, yeah, I definitely sign me up with some Kuzminskas or however you say his name. But I like him as a player. So, if I like you as a player, you're going to find a way on my team.
All right. So, we had this Derrick Rose explosion, and it made a little sense. Finally, it came through. Porzingis is out. He had the huge explosion, and it was the very – non-Derrick Rose line. 30 points, that I expect from him. 10 rebounds, no. But, like, if you think about it, it was against Boston. And what does Boston not do? Rebound the basketball. So, like, he had a little bit of upside there. The 5 assists, that's good. The two blocks, 2 steals, you're probably not going to see that again here. Just don't expect 57.5 fantasy draft points from Derrick Rose tonight. But how are you approaching him against John Wall? The Wizards, they're not horrible on defense against point guard. So I'm not sure if I'm chasing Derrick Rose tonight.
Yeah, I feel like on this smaller slate, I think I am going to have some exposure to him. You know, I didn't look at really ownership projections with him. So I feel like he's, you know, unless he doesn't show up to the gym tonight and, you know, screw everyone over, I think he's going to be, you know, he's definitely in play for me at, you know, his price. He seems a little lower, you know, 12-6. I definitely am willing to take a shot on him for sure.
We've got John Wall, too. Basically, I think Wall – I wish this game wasn't Washington because I think Wall would be almost like a stone-cold lock for maybe about 50 fantasy points tonight. I still think he's going to get 40 pretty much automatically. Do you think the upside's there against Derrick Rose and, you know, without Noah, maybe like some of the rebounds might be there, maybe get to the rim. What's your kind of take on Wall? You price him – you know, he's 600 less than Towns. He's 1,200 more than Kawhi. He's 1,500 less than LeBron. I think it's a good price. I wish it was just a little bit lower.
Yeah. He's kind of right in that, you know, realm. But I always like that, too. You know, if he was, you know, $1,000 cheaper than everyone would be playing him. So at least it kind of brings down his ownership a little bit, and, you know, especially for tournaments and stuff like that. So, you know, you can't play him because he may get overlooked here. And at New York, a lot of people may look at it the same way that, you know, we kind of did. You know, we'd rather see him in Washington, and he can go off in any matchup. You know, he's having a really good year.
Beal, he's another guy I think deserves. I kind of liked him against Memphis. That didn't work out, but the minutes should be there. And when you're going up against Ron Baker and Courtney Lee, we can talk about Courtney Lee too. Finally, he's like, you know, Courtney Lee, you're on the bench now, comes through with like his best game of the season, because of course Courtney Lee does that. What do you kind of think of Beal's matchup? How are you approaching Courtney Lee and this Ron Baker situation? We can talk about Melo after this too. I think there's a lot of interesting plays in this game. I like quite a bit.
Yeah, no, I like this game a lot. I agree. So I like Beal a lot in this spot. I think you kind of hit everything on it, you know, with the defense and stuff like that. He's going to have the shots, and he's in a great spot. This whole Washington team's in a great spot.
Don't sleep on Brandon Jennings. I think, you know, he got 27 minutes last night. Like, they might go small. They only played, what was it, Quinn and Hernan Gomez. What would you say? They only played combined, like, I think it was like 28 or 29 minutes. They went a lot smaller last night. So Brandon Jennings got a nice uptick in minutes. Don't be surprised to see that again tonight. I think he's kind of a nice GPP sleeper. Let's talk about Carmelo Anthony, because I used him on fantasy draft last night in the Survivor, and he was basically the reason I almost didn't cash. I finished. I was the last guy to qualify for tomorrow's GPP on it. How are we approaching him here? Theoretically, he should just be doing it all, points, rebounds, a little bit more ball handling. Just didn't really do much at all last night. 32 minutes on a back-to-back. How are you approaching Carmelo? I'm kind of torn on what to do with him.
Yeah, I think this is the time, you know, in terms you jump on him a little bit, you know, especially with those guys out. I think this is, you know, another good spot for him. And another place that I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to play him. I actually didn't play him much yesterday, thankfully, but I also had a lot of guys that yesterday just were horrible. So yesterday was just a weird day in fantasy, but I do like him a lot tonight, and I think he could have a nice bounce back spot. You know, everyone's probably going to go towards Rose, but I just think this is a really sneaky game, and I'm going to have just a lot of exposure to this game. It's probably my favorite, honestly.
What are you doing with Gortat? I think the price is a little too high. He's not really involved in the offense anymore. He's kind of the afterthought. He's still playing a ton of minutes, but like when I was using him when he was getting 40, 39, 37 minutes. The past couple of games, 31, 22, 26, 36. He's a guy at this price tag. You need him to play those 40 minutes. I'm kind of avoiding him. And then we've got, you know, is it a Markieff Morris night? He's been playing pretty well, two massive games in a row. Or is Otto Porter going to get into it and have one of his big games? I think everybody but Gortat. I'm not really on Gortat in the Washington starting lineup. Everybody else I think is playable. And then, like, the Knicks, there's a ton to like in this game.
Yeah, I mean, last night, I mean, all the guys on Washington did well. You know, Porter even had a pretty solid game. And I think this is just a great spot for a game stack with this, you know, matchup. And I think
it always is with Washington.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, and I like it even being at the Knicks a little bit, because if it was at Washington, then everyone was going to be all over this team. So I just, this is, as we keep saying, it's just a great spot. And I'm going to have some Porter, some Morris, and, you know, some Beal. And Gortat would probably be the last on my list. I would agree right there. But I always like some Gortat. I feel like he's just solid. And he's had a couple down games. But, you know, talking about getting a guy at low ownership that has that, you know, safety, I feel like he gets his 30 minutes. So, you know, he'll get his – most of the time he's going to get you that double-double.
All right, guys. I posted the link. Looks like we've got 15 out of 32, so we're almost halfway full on this. $5 gets you into the the Fantasy Draft Chat League. Just a one-day GPP today, and if you win, we'll be in touch, or Fantasy Draft will. You get one of these Fantasy Draft Nike FlexFit hats. So help them out. Go check that out. What I want to do on this next game, Jack, it's the Nuggets at Spurs. I'm going to bring up the court IQ here. So let's take a look at the Nuggets. We've got a lot of injuries on the Nuggets tonight. We've got, let's see, who's out? Wilson Chandler, he's going to be off the court tonight. Gallinari, He got like a midday downgrade. Are you expecting him to play tonight?
I think he does. He's been pretty much questionable, you know, basically most of the season, kind of, you know, the last week or so. So I think he plays. I kind of hope he plays too.
All right. So Chandler's definitely out. We'll see on that. Jokic, he's dealing with a little something, but he's probably going to play tonight. We've got no Gary Harris. So I'll take Gary Harris kind of off the court in this tier. I'm kind of torn on Gallinari. It's like they're probably not going into San Antonio thinking they're going to win. So why not just kind of wave the white flag and give an older player a little bit of time off? So maybe Gallinari sits. We'll take Chandler and Gary Harris off the court. And let's see who gets kind of the most fantasy point per minute bump so far this season. We've got Jokic. No surprise, he's already a huge fantasy point per minute guy. He's getting 0.15 fantasy points per minute more per game. The other Hernan Gomez, I think he's going to be in play if Gallinari sits tonight. The other one, I think he's going to be in play a little bit here. He sees a little bit of a bump. I'm not too interested in Murray, Geeker, Stokes, or any of these guys, but it looks like Jokic and it looks like Hernan Gomez could possibly be somebody in play tonight. So how are you approaching this game? I think it's going to be like guys like Will Barton, guys like Emmanuel Mudiay, guys like Jokic, I think are going to be like very, very solid values for Denver. And then on the flip side, we have my dude tonight is definitely Kawhi Leonard. I think I'm going all in on it.
Yeah, I think I'm going all in on someone. I hope he goes a little overlooked, but you said his name. And I'm going all in tonight on Emmanuel Mudiay. I just love this spot for him. I feel like he's going to get some minutes. He was shooting pretty well the other game. I looked at him, and, you know, he's pretty cheap. And I think he's locked in for some good minutes, and I like him a lot.
Yeah, there's so many people out. And even if he's playing really bad, like, he's still going to just have to be on the court tonight for 25, 30 minutes, especially if it's competitive. And if the game's competitive, Mudiay is going to be having himself a halfway decent game. He's going to have to play pretty well. What about Tony Parker? You go back not too long ago, massive game against Denver, 38 fantasy points. That was in just 23 minutes. That was at Denver. They're in San Antonio. He's been playing pretty consistently. Is he on your radar?
I'm going to stick to my rule. And my rule is I only play two Spurs, and I don't ever play anyone else because, you know, maybe Danny Green would be a little bit of an exception. But Greg Popovich is just – so hard to me. I love Kawhi tonight, and I probably may have one or two shares of Aldridge. Surprisingly, Denver's been pretty good against the big, but I can't have any. I do not like Tony Parker. It's hard for me to play him.
Kawhi's my dude tonight. You look at his game log, absolutely consistent right now. He had one stinker against Charlotte. Other than that, it's just 40 and 50 fantasy points. Had a very nice game at Denver, and these are the games you want Kawhi Leonard. You want him when it's up in tempo. You want it when the Spurs are going to score a lot, when they're favored by a lot. Those are the games that Kawhi Leonard almost always seems to come through in tonight. I'm debating messing around with some of the Roto-Grinders lineup builder, maybe make like 50, 100 entries somewhere tonight in like a $4 tournament. And I'm just going to click the lock button on Kawhi Leonard and not even worry about it.
Yeah, no, this is a great spot for him. And I could see this being one of those spots where the Spurs maybe rest one or two, you know, key guys because it just has it written all over it with the other team.
Like if Pau Gasol sits or like LaMarcus, if LaMarcus Aldridge sits, like Kawhi Leonard's going to have like an absolutely massive game off the charts.
Yes, yeah, I agree. So it's one of those things. If you get one of those guys sitting, you know, sign me up for, you know, like you said, almost 100% exposure.
What are we doing? Are we going to get good LaMarcus Aldridge or bad LaMarcus Aldridge tonight?
Man, that's a tough question. I don't know. Surprisingly, you know, one thing that I kind of always, you know, Denver's been pretty good against the big guys.
They rebound really. They're one of the best rebounding teams in the league.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And I can't really do it. You know, there's a couple other spots that I'm looking to go. Maybe if he fits my build, I'll go with it. But, you know, if there's, you know, I'm just waiting on some of that information. You know, there's a couple of guys that we already brought up that, you know, they're just probably in better spots. You know, you got to like Kenneth Faried a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. He always scares you, you know, picking him, but he's been playing solid lately. He's going to get the minutes with, you know, Chandler's kind of been playing the power forward a little bit for them. So with him out, that's going to open up some minutes, some usage. And
the combo of Faried and Jokic is working right now. So I think we're going to expect to see that continue.
Yep. And I think he'll get, you know, his 30 minutes. So I like him too. And he's too cheap.
Anything else? Couple people in chat. If let's say the Spurs just blow out the Nuggets, how is there anybody, let's say you think that's a possibility, which obviously it is. What are some people on either side that you think might get blowout minutes? Like Hernan Gomez from the Nuggets. If we get word that Gallinari's out, I think he's going to be a very, very sneaky tournament player tonight.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. And, you know, maybe if you really are trying to stretch, it's always hard to just predict a blowout. You know, maybe you could go with Nurkic. You know, he's always one of those guys that get those blowout minutes. So it's hard. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking up the Hernan Gomez right now for them. And yeah, seven. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's hard to predict a blowout like that. But yeah, I could definitely see him as a low owned tournament punt.
All right, guys, 22 out of 32. We need 10 more of you guys to jump in this on Fantasy Draft. It's $5. It's just a GPP, only 32 people tonight. Pays you out, and then if you win Fantasy Draft, I'll hook you up with one of these Fantasy Draft hats too. Check out all their other fun stuff they got going on. They got 50-50s, rake-free head-to-heads. They got tournaments. If you're looking to kind of satellite into a big buy-in event, they have that new gauntlet single entry stuff going on here. Fun site. If you never played on it, join up through the RotoGrinders links. Use promo code Grinders, and you'll get that deposit bonus up to $600. And then, of course, Fantasy, they do a lot of fun stuff on the forums. You're going to get the only way to kind of get those is to sign up the RotoGrinders too. So make sure to check them out if you don't already have an account over there. Let's round this out here tonight, and I'm going to reset the court IQ because we've got the Clippers. So let's take a look. We've got Chris Paul out. We're going to blast him out here. We've got Blake Griffin out. And what I want to do here is I want to put DeAndre Jordan on the court because I want to see, like, I want to see how maybe some of the starters might play. You know, you got to expect DeAndre Jordan to be on the court a little bit here. So let's run court IQ on the Clippers. And the thing I always kind of go to is look at fantasy points per minute. I also like to see minutes on some guys too. So we've got 243 minutes from Raymond Felton, 214 from Austin Rivers. These guys are averaging 0.85 for Raymond Felton, 0.81 fantasy points per minute for Austin Rivers. You see Jamal Crawford gets a nice boost over his baseline. Felton, Austin Rivers, DeAndre Jordan, he doesn't really take advantage too much. He needs Chris Paul to kind of facilitate the basketball. How are we best approaching this? Basically, all the sites have preemptively raised some of these Clippers prices.
Yeah, I mean, it's smart that they did that too. So I really think, you know, a good spot, you know, I like Redick, you know, a lot. And probably my favorite, though, would have to be Rivers. You know, not many people like this kid, but he's not a bad ball player. So, I mean, I think
– coach's son, he can't be any good.
That's what everyone says. But, you know, there's a reason he's in the NBA. And, you know, he'd be in the NBA even if he wasn't the coach's son. But he doesn't get enough, you know, kind of benefit. And he'd probably be my favorite play off the Clippers.
Yeah, I think Felton – like, if I'm just picking one, like, it's tough. Like, on fantasy draft, you can just – oh, you can just click both of them. You know, you can use five guards on fantasy draft. It doesn't even matter. So, like, if you're playing me tonight, I'm probably going to have both of them because I think there's a good chance both get 25 fantasy points, a good chance both get 30. I think Rivers probably has a little bit more upside, but both these guys could have massive games. It's a pretty good matchup against Minnesota. I think if I have to pick one, I think they're pretty even. I might take the $700 difference to take Raymond Felton tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, something that's pretty crazy to see, I was kind of just looking up pricing and stuff, but, you know, Jamal Crawford is the bare minimum.
He's been so bad, but you, like, he's going to be Jamal, he's 8,400. He's on FanDuel, he's 3,500, all right?
Yeah, that's what I was on. He's 84 on there, and I was just saying while I was looking kind of through pricing and
he's
stuff.
He's going to be really popular on FanDuel tonight, I think.
Yeah, that's crazy. 3,500, that's hard to pass that up. I mean, he can get you 15 and it doesn't kill you. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can go here, and there's going to be some interesting lineups tonight. There's a lot of ways you can go with these guys opening up with injuries.
Yeah, you mentioned Redick. Redick, he's going to be taking a ton of shots too. 10-5, he's going to be – Redick's going to be – I'm going to say 11, at least $1,000 more on fantasy draft, 500 more on DraftKings within a week. I think that's pretty clear. We can see that coming.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's been shooting lights out this year. And I just think he's locked in. I like him in all formats, even at, you know, I like him right around that 5K too. I like that they raise these prices up. So good job to the fantasy sites out there.
What are you doing with DeAndre Jordan? Like, I'm looking on fantasy draft, I can basically do whatever I want. He's kind of in no man's land as far as salary. He's priced 500 below DeAndre Jordan. He's priced 500 more than Bradley Beal. Basically in no man's land. How are you approaching him tonight? I don't have a ton of interest in him because he's not going to get those easy lobs from Chris Paul. The offense is going to change a little bit. He's going to grab the rebounds, but, you know, you can look at it from this court IQ. DeAndre Jordan, he averages 1.16 fantasy points per minute, but it's like it's just 0.06 fantasy points per minute more with these guys off the floor. It's just not where the usage, the extra fantasy production goes to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, tournament-wise, you know, it's a tough one. I think he has the upside in this matchup, but I think Towns is actually, you know, pretty darn good defender, and I think, you know, Towns is even in a better spot.
Yeah, so what's I was so wrong on Rubio in the last game. I was like, don't play Rubio at all. He's been absolutely horrible against the Spurs for, I think it was like the last 2.5 years, basically had never had a game that even approached value. So, of course, he comes out, plays almost 40 minutes, takes like a bajillion free throws, passing the ball all over the place, and has himself a monster game. So if I didn't like him against the Spurs, I think I got to like him here against, what is this, Raymond Felton and Austin Rivers and Jamal Crawford and J.J. Redick. These are the guys who are going to be guarding him tonight. And it's just, like, he's not going to score a ton, but there's going to be no defense stopping him from making easy passes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we must be the complete opposite on it because I've been riding in like crazy. I've been all over.
I was too. Like, I've been on Rubio, but I jumped off the bandwagon against San Antonio, and it came back to bite me a little bit.
You know, that makes sense. I could totally see that against San Antonio. I just was – the way I saw it is with everyone booing him in Minnesota, you know, maybe he's like, screw you guys and show him that, you know, he's better than everyone thinks he is. So I think maybe right now he's playing with a little bit of chip on his shoulder, and I think his ownership will be a little more up, which does scare you. I always like getting him in that low, low ownership because of that upside he has. But this is another great spot for him.
And it's like – It's Rubio or Devin Booker. It's not even close. Rubio or Derrick Rose, like, it's debatable, but I think it's Rubio pretty easily tonight, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, he's – you look at his last five games. I mean, that's crazy. Four of them over 45. One of them almost hits 50.
What you want out of Rubio is you want – look at this. 15, 17, 14, 10, 14 assists. The scoring's there a little bit, but even – like, I'm not expecting him to score 21 points basically again the entire season. And, of course, that was against San Antonio because, of course, it was. But even if he gets you 10 points, like 13 points here, still 51 fantasy draft points, and that's against Dallas in a slow-paced matchup. This game against the Clippers here, I think Rubio is going to be pretty solid.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a little high on too. But it's one of those things, he just has been more aggressive too. So maybe his scoring goes up a little bit. He's not going to really make value scoring. My favorite thing with him is his steals. I mean, he just has such upside with that. And against, you know, a team that doesn't have a ton of chemistry together right now with, you know, just losing Chris Paul and now things are going to be out of whack, I think this opens up a lot of steals for him.
What else are we doing here? Wiggins, LaVine, if you got to pick one of those guys, who is it? And then are you taking a long look at Karl-Anthony Towns? Because it's – you know, he's 900 less than LeBron on fantasy draft. He's 600 more than John Wall. And I know on DraftKings it's a little different because you got actual positions, but you can kind of do whatever you want on fantasy draft by the time your lineup's all set here. So where does he kind of rank in maybe price per dollar between all those guys?
I mean, yeah, you'd have to go he's in a good spot too, but I probably would like LeBron and, you know, Leonard and stuff like that, but he's going to be lower owned, and that always opens it up. We know this guy's upside, and I think DeAndre Jordan's a pretty bad on-ball defender. You know, some people may say other things, but it's a good night. It's going to be a good little five-game slate.
All right, guys, one last time. I'm going to make my fantasy draft a $5 team here. So it's $5. Join the chat league. 26 out of 32, so we need 6 more of you to jump into this. It's $5. If you win, you get a fantasy draft tattoo. If somehow I win, now I'm definitely not going to win because it's a tournament, but if somehow I do, if you finish second, you know what? I will forego my fantasy draft hat. I used to have 2, but of course the dog ate one, so now all I have is this one. But I don't need another one, so I'll give it to you. Jack, let's make my fantasy draft here, team. I'm you're the GPP guy. Give me a couple plays here.
Well, why don't you, we go every other, you know, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
All right. I'm going to go first. I'm going to take, Eric Bledsoe. I'm making my team with him tonight.
All right. That's a good, good starting one. And then, why don't we'll go with, Ricky Rubio.
I do like Rubio. We're getting really chalky here. This looks like a cash game lineup here. So,
yep,
we got Rubio.
Well, it's out of 32 teams, so you got to have a little safety in there.
Yeah. So let's talk Clippers value here. I think, like, am I going too all in if I take Rivers and Raymond Felton? Like, both these guys can have pretty solid games tonight, in my opinion.
Yeah, I like that. I think they're going to be kind of 1-2. I hope they don't start Felton. You know, they kind of just, you know, because they may, you could see him starting Felton. I mean, I'm interested to see what kind of lineup they run out there, but it'd be nice to get him off the bench. So I like that, you know, putting both of them in there.
All right, we'll do that. Oh, I got James Johnson in there. Where'd he go? Give me a couple other guys while I kind of fix my mistake here.
All right. Well, in your utility, you could throw in, I think he's too underpriced, Emmanuel Mudiay at 92.
All right. I do like that. I think he's going to play a minute. Oh, I always hate taking players against the Spurs, but I think he's going to be out there no matter what. So we got 5 guards in here.
We saw what Rubio did, you know?
Yeah. Look at some of these other guards. Like, we're passing on John Wall, Kyrie Irving. Derek Rose tonight, I think, is in a pretty good spot. Will Barton, Deion Waiters. There are a ton of guards tonight, man. It's just absolutely loaded. So we're sitting here with about 15,000 left per player. Kawhi Leonard, absolute lock for me. So give me one other guy. We've got 14,000. We can basically do what we want. If we want a superstar, we can do it. If we want like Hassan Whiteside and maybe LaMarcus Aldridge or whatever, like we got a lot of flexibility here.
Yeah, I mean, man, that's tough. I mean, it's hard not to put LeBron in there if we can make it work.
Let's throw in LeBron. That gives us 8,800. Let's see who that kind of gets. Oh, Kuzminskas, bam, done. This is the little lineup you guys are going up against. It's 28 out of 32. Here's the link one last time. You got my team. Don't play my team, guys, because we're just gonna tie, and no one likes to kiss their sister. So let's go into there. I'm into that, and if I happen to win, I'll forego my fantasy draft hat for one of you guys. So check that out. Looking at the lobby, let's see what else they got going on here tonight. Of course, they got the gauntlet. I already talked to you guys about that. And they got the pick and roll, $25. It's 93 out of 252. That looks pretty good. A wide variety of 50-50s, you can see in that. And what I really like here, I love these. You do play some good competition, but literally the rake-free head-to-heads, it doesn't – like, of course, competition matters. But, like, if there's no rake in DFS, basically almost twice as many people would be profitable. Like, it's a huge, huge thing to play rake-free head-to-heads. So check them out if you see somebody – that you might want to play against. I don't even know. Let's see who's in. So it's usually like Killa B and a couple other guys here. Like, we've got Killa B. He's in a lot of – I beat him a couple of times. Don't worry about him. But check those out. Just literally playing rake-free head-to-heads is a huge, huge thing in the long run. Like, Jack, what if I told you you could get 10% of your rake back, like, at the end of the year? Hey, here's a check for 10% of your rake. Like, that sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, you know, like that rake, you know, they really kill you on that. So that's a pretty good thing if you can, sign me up for that.
Yeah, it's fun. You can play for low stakes for like a buck or two, and it really like helps even the field, even if you're playing some of the tougher names, because a lot of like I'm in there, Brett's in there. There's some good players in the rake-free head-to-heads, but just the elimination of rake from DFS like makes it insanely profitable in the long run. So check those out along with anything else going on over here. I've been looking for news basically the whole time we've been on the show here on Twitter. I don't really see anything new coming out here, Jack. So What's kind of your hottest take, your best play? Give me something to get on out of here.
Yeah, I really like – I mean, obviously, you know, it's his tournament, but I think Moutier's probably – I hope he goes under own, and he's probably my favorite, you know, low price play. And I see him being a little higher owned, but I really hope he kind of stays under the radar.
100% Kawhi Leonard for me tonight. I'm going to mess around some tournaments when I get out of here. Also, don't forget, guys, if you have DraftKings incentives – go check the forums. We're offering a $500 free roll today for everybody that has DraftKings incentives. And if you don't have it, you can participate as well. You can get a free trial of it for 7 days. And not only are you competing for $500 DraftKings dollars tonight, we're offering to the top three finishers tonight a free one-hour coaching session. You get to choose between Dean, Siege, Notorious, or STL cards, kind of like a who's who in DFS. Any format, you know, if you want tournaments, you could talk to Siege and Cards. If you're looking for cash games, you can talk to Notorious and Dean. There's all different kinds of things there. A really nice promotion. If you have the DraftKings incentives, you'll already get an email for it. And if you don't, just get that 7-day free trial. Do it quickly, and you'll get a link to that in your email pretty quickly. So go check that out. And I think that's going to wrap it up for this show. So for Jack, I'm Britt. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks to Fantasy Draft for sponsoring the show. And we outcha.
Hey everyone, it's Dan Bach with Roto Grinders, and as you know, we take a lot of pride in bringing you some of the top flight tools in all of the daily fantasy space, and we're ready to roll out a new one, and it's for you NBA players called Court IQ. Now, anybody who's played daily fantasy knows that being on top of the injuries is one thing, but knowing who's going to benefit from them is another, and this Court IQ tool is certainly going to help you along the way. So let's go take a look and see how this tool exactly works and how it can help you as a daily fantasy player. Okay, first things first is, where is it? Where can I find it on RotoGrinders? Well, it's very simple. All you do is click the Research tab, and from there, make sure you're toggled on NBA and any of the sites, and you'll see Court IQ. Click that button, and right now, you'll see the screen, which will basically take you through the navigation of how Court IQ works. Basically, what you need to do is select which team of players you want to look at, and what we can do is take people in and out and see who performs well in different situations. So, for example, let's go and find the Sacramento Kings. Very simple. Just use the little arrow, toggle over a little bit, and click it, and you'll see all the Kings players come on this screen. Now, let's say this is a situation where Boogie Cousins, he got suspended the game before. Too many technical fouls, he's not going to play today. Well, it's important to figure out who's going to pick up some of his production, some of his usage. So what we do here is you can click a date range here on the right. 2015-10-1 is the start of this season. So we'll just use that as our kind of de facto. But in this case, I have no problem in a lot of times, you know, going back another year to see what the data gives you. But we'll just, for the intensive purposes of this example, we'll just roll with this year. And what we'll do is we'll click DeMarcus Cousins off. So basically that means that the stats that they're going to give us are the stats that these people are performing for the Kings when there is no DeMarcus Cousins on the floor. So we click View Results, and there you go. You'll see...